Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Right now we are going to focus on our intern, Brandon. Now, have you turned 21 yet, or you are turning 21?
Yeah, I turned 21 last June.
You did?
Yeah. All right.
And you're a guy that doesn't drink much?
No. Right. One night I had way too many Jaeger bombs. Not drinking that much.
And it just took one night for you to realize.
Oh, it took one night, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I wish I had learned that lesson when I was 21. Dude. And Brandon told us that off the air that... you know, he just doesn't have a whole bunch of experience when it comes to women.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I played baseball for most of my life, so that's been my love. You know, that's what I focused on all growing up. So while most of my friends were out chasing women, I was playing baseball.
Have you ever had serious girlfriends or dated a lot?
Yeah, I had one serious girlfriend senior year of high school, but before that it was just like normal school relationships, you know, nothing serious.
Where you hold hands and you're quote-unquote going out.
Yeah, like the checkbox, do you like me? Yes, no, maybe, you know. You never put the maybe on there because that leaves the gray area.
They
always
check the maybe.
Yeah, that leaves the gray. Or you have your friend go up and ask her and be like, hey, do you like him? You
right.
know, it's that kind of stuff in 8th grade, 9th grade,
that's 10th cool
grade.
When you're 12, but not so much when you're 21.
Well, when you're a junior in high school, too.
Right.
I'm just saying.
So now, from high school to now, how many women have you dated?
One.
Yeah,
long-term
relationship.
2 years.
Two years.
Yeah, and I didn't ask her to move in fear that she was going to live with some guy.
Somebody else.
You know?
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, you know.
Hilarious.
So have you gone on many dates but just not relationships, or is it pretty much just that one girl and that's it?
Well, yeah, pretty much that one girl and that was it, you know. Like, all my friends come to me for advice because I'm more of the type to sit back and watch how other people react and then be able to help with that. But rather than implementing it myself, I can't do that. So
what happens normally? Let's say we are at a Havana Club now, right? And you're in the lounge by yourself or with a couple of dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a hottie across the bar.
Okay.
And she sort of gives you the look. Just the look, you know.
She flips her hair a little bit.
It's the look. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I check my shirt to make sure I don't have a stain on it. Because that's probably why she's looking at me. Like, what is he wearing? You know, I'm checking him like,
so not
is there something
lot.
On the wall? No.
Not a whole lot of confidence
there. Do you want my friend?
Me? Him?
Is it my friend you're looking at?
No, I'm not. I don't.
Me, him?
Yeah, it's like.
Pointing back and forth?
I don't know.
You must have some kind of experience like approaching a woman in a bar, though.
No.
None?
No.
Never. You've never just walked up to a girl and tried to start a conversation?
No, I never pulled the, hey, how you doing, you know, the any of that, no.
Okay. Well, you need some step-by-step help on how to do that.
Basically, I need, like, the pocket manual.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you said that because I think we have him here today.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his name, actually, on Twitter.
Pocket manual. At Pocket Manual.
Dating Pocket Manual.
This is one of my best friends, Dolvet, here, and we are in very different parts of our life right now. But if I was a single guy, this is the dude right here that I want as my wingman every night that I go out.
He's your Mr. Miyagi.
He should be right here, man. So really, our hope today, Dolvet, was that Brandon here, in a weekend coming up, could just sort of hang with us. When we go out one weekend, mostly you.
Us.
Well, we'll all go out and get our drink on and stuff, but I mean, you're going to be his Mr. Miyagi.
Okay.
Daniel's son.
Wax on.
But I was trying to think, like, yesterday we started talking about this, and let me pose this to the women in the room again, and I'm not exactly sure how to phrase it. Like, I've seen you in clubs, and I've seen you in bars. When Dolvet walks into a place, this is one of the things about Dolvet that I really admire. Like, all eyes on Dolvet. He just has an attitude and a charisma, and he's a good-looking guy, so...
I paid him so much money to say that. I swear to God.
It's all eyes on Dolvet, all right? We joke that if we go out in Atlanta, I'm Vince from Entourage, but if we go out anywhere else, all eyes are on Dolvet, and I don't get any attention at all night long.
Well, he's a confident guy.
Well, this is what I want to ask. Like, does the game and the confidence come because he's a good-looking guy, or would he have that if he was an average-looking dude?
I think it comes from inside. I think confidence, regardless of what's on the outside. I mean, Dolvet is a really good-looking guy, and he takes good care of himself, but I think it's from the inside out is where confidence comes from.
I think good-looking people have an edge. I do agree with Jen. I do think average-looking people probably have to build that a little more than good-looking people. I think naturally good-looking people have an edge. They have an edge because they get attention even without doing anything.
Yeah, I've seen this. Like, really good-looking dudes have zero games, stumbling all over themselves, acting stupid, and still end up with the girl at the end of the night because they're hot.
But then they may not keep her, you know, or, you know, like, it can only take them so far. But I do think, you know. So
good-looking people are insecure. I mean, first and foremost, make no mistake about it, because they're looking at themselves all the time, so to speak, like trying to find that perfect.
Are you talking from experience there?
Yeah. I'm
Brandon's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, I think
Brandon's
so
a good-looking guy. He has no problems getting women. He'll attract a lot of women. I think once that confidence bar raises in terms of who he is, like Jen said, inside, what he has to offer, he'll be fine.
Yeah, you got. I mean, you're not a bad looking dude.
Thank you.
Quality of sex. Yeah, you're a cute guy. Well, I don't think
you're a hot piece of ass.
I think what it is he doesn't have the experience.
You hear that, Atlanta?
He doesn't have the experience of going up to a girl, so he doesn't know how it's going to go, how it's supposed to go. So it's like the nervousness of approaching any new thing that any of us. I've never done fill in the blank before. You're nervous about it before you've never, you know, before you've ever done it. Then once you get some practice at it, you're like, oh, I can do this.
Let's practice real quick. Brandon, practice on Jen real quick.
I'm kind of his boss. That's weird.
Practice
on Wendy.
But before you practice, I do want to also commend you. I do think it takes a little confidence to come forward and be honest. Like, I think there's so many guys that would have never come on and said, you know what, I've been with one girl. You know, seriously, I haven't really dated outside of that, and I want help. Sure. So many guys would have never said that. So I do think that you have that seed of confidence that we can build on. No,
thank you.
I wouldn't use it as your opening line.
Hey, guess what? Guess what?
Hey, you're the first girl I've ever approached in a bar. Isn't this great?
You will be the second girl I ever French kissed. This is going to be so exciting. I'm just kidding, Brandon.
So what would you say? Okay, here's Wendy.
I've kissed at least three. Truth or dare in the back of the bus counts in this situation.
Spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle, yet 7 minutes in heaven. At least I thought it was a girl. I don't know.
So you're in a bar, and there's Wendy. Theoretically, what's your opening line?
I mean, I don't know. That's the problem. I don't know. Like, for me, like, I go, how you doing?
That's a good line.
But mostly, it's just the fact that you say, how you doing? I'm from New York. That's how I, like, then the attention turns to the fact that you say, how you doing, weird.
But that's good, though. I mean, that sparks conversation right away, even if you say it different.
Icebreaker.
It doesn't matter how you say it. It just sparks some sort of interest in who you are, and she's going to get to know you that way.
What's he got to do, Dolvet?
First thing you say, just introduce yourself. Say, hi, I'm Brandon. Just say your name. That way it automatically. That's the first thing you say. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, you're not, hi, how you doing? And then waiting for her to say something. She might say, I'm fine, and walk away.
Yeah.
You say, I'm Brandon. Now you identified yourself. You're hoping that she's going to respond by saying her name. Now Brandon meets Wendy, and now Wendy and Brandon have a relation or a conversation about the spark. You know, and
that's so simple, but it's so true. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have a name that you have to hide from. Like, I used to like make up another name because I didn't want to say, hi, I'm Bert. I used to have to say, like, hi, I'm Ian.
Are you serious? That was a cool name.
That's hilarious.
Because no one wants to hang out with a Bert.
I want to ask Sylvette a question about Brandon, too, because now Brandon, you know, I have been at events with him that I've hosted and social events in which he's not trying to approach women, and he comes across as confident, very entertaining. He gains attention without really having to do anything. Like, he naturally is a great, you know, very charismatic and has a great personality.
Sure.
Do you think he overthinks when it comes to, oh, I got to approach a girl now? Do you think he freezes himself out?
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
What advice would you give him on taking that I'm not trying, you know, confidence into the I'm trying confidence?
You just said it. The key is don't try. Don't try so hard when it comes to I have to You know, just be yourself. You have all the tools, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just be yourself.
Well, for me at events, it's just like a switch goes on because mm-hmm. my philosophy going in events, like half these people I'll never see again. Most of these people I'll never see again. Mm-hmm. So what do I care what they think about
it's
me?
The same thing in a bar.
Same thing in a bar.
Same thing. Just be yourself. I mean, don't, you know, confidence shouldn't be cocky. Mm-hmm. Confidence should be you just being relaxed and, you know, you never lose because you have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just be yourself and you'll always win.
Here's Ricky. Hey, Ricky, good morning. You have some advice for our intern Brandon here?
I do indeed, and Brandon, I think you've gotten great advice, but I've been listening to you. You have everything I was going to suggest, and Delvette, I'm sorry to disagree with you. I think cocky and arrogance are two different things. Cocky, to me, is a little bit of self... You make fun of yourself a little bit, and you have a good time because you're confident. So I say cocky, sensitive, and funny. You get those three things, and the first 15 minutes, she's yours.
You got them all, dude. You got them all.
You are funny.
Thank you.
You're good.
You got them all. You're going to be fine.
You just got to practice it.
That's the how do you go and practice? Like, I can't look at myself in the mirror and work on a line because
you got to develop that muscle, so to speak.
You can't
get out there, trial and error.
Spoken like a trainer. Yes.
Who's a trainer in this room? Who said that?
Here's the thing that will happen when you go out with Delvette, and I'm serious about this, is that you're forced into conversation with women because, honestly, I'm speaking for him, so he doesn't sound arrogant. So many women come up to him that if you don't engage with them when they come up, you look like an idiot.
Uh-huh.
So, which will be great for you because you'll be forced into conversation from his leftovers, which is fine. You want to practice on the leftovers, man.
Really?
The runoff. That's where you want to be.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, you're like the gutter to his roof.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. It's a vital part to the building, but it's over.
Awful. And I just put myself in the wives' shoes, like your wife and all of your buddies' wives going, wait, what? Who are you talking to?
I'm just forced into talking to the leftovers, honey. That's it.
Wow
is right. That's all I got.
What do you say to that?
Wow.
Hey, Edward, what's going on? You're on Q100.
Oh, what's going on, man? Hey. I'm just listening. First of all, I love you guys, man. You guys are true.
Thank you.
But it is rough out there. If you're not good looking, if you're not so-called good looking, especially in this society, man, you have to work twice or three times as hard, man, just to get anything from the job to the female. And then... why am I stuttering? This is my first time on the radio.
That's right.
You're not on the radio at home.
Just to touch on, oh my goodness, I'm still stuttering.
Just start singing. Nobody stutters
for a second. Look, you just have to work too hard, man. It sucks. It honestly sucks. And it's just, you can't just approach a female these days neither. That's something y'all were talking about a while ago. I just believe it just isn't no more old school corporate. It isn't. Hey, how you doing? My name is such and such. You know, they either holding out their hand or they judging you off the rip.
Well, see, the one thing he is saying here, which I think is true, is when a guy like Delvette approaches you and you're already physically attracted to the guy, it is way easier for Delvette than if it's going to be for somebody that's not Delvette. If I was single, it's going to be different.
I disagree from the perspective of
because you don't know
what Jen said.
You don't know what it's like to be ugly.
Don't judge me. If you have confidence, honestly, no matter how you look, or I don't think it's about looks, because I know guys that aren't the most handsome guys or women that aren't the most beautiful to look at aesthetically, but that confidence goes so far. You make me believe what you believe in based on what comes out of your spirit.
Yeah,
seriously.
I agree with that.
Seriously.
Absolutely.
That's real.
Absolutely.
And all women are approachable. For him to say you can't approach a woman, any guy who approaches you in general is confident guy, because that takes a lot of guts just to start a conversation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and no matter what.
That's Brandon. I already gave him a nickname already.
And if you go to a woman and say, hey, my name is Brandon, no woman's going to be offended by that.
Mm-mm.
Especially in a bar. No woman's going to be offended on being approached, because that's one of the reasons she's there.
Right.
Uh-huh. You know?
As opposed to, hi, how are you?
You
don't want to do that. Introduce yourself. You're that confident that you want to give that attractive woman your name.
Hey, Anna, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I love you guys. I just want to ask Delvette, can he make an iTunes and I can just download his voice to my...
See how the rich get richer, man?
And I want you to know, too, what I love
about
Delvette.
Talk about
hitting the lotto. I love Delvette because when he gets on the radio, then all of a sudden his voice gets...
All right.
You know, and part of that game is he's all smooth.
I channel my
theory
way. that Denzel right here.
So sometime over the next couple of weeks, our assignment is to take Brandon out. And he's just, I mean, he's going to be your wingman for a night. Okay?
Let's go. Let's have fun.
No Jaeger bomb. That's just my only, no Jaeger bomb.
Practice makes perfect.
Using a baseball analogy now, you are like going to the batting cage. You are playing in a game with Chipper Jones, okay?
Yeah. It's like BP with the Braves.
You need real confidence, not liquid confidence, because these two, they're going to pretend to drink and they're going to have club sodas in their hand all night, okay?
Don't tell them the tricks.
The Bird Show.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right. All week long, we have called this the Bird Show's Single Girl Boot Camp. And every day, we've highlighted just a different way for women that are single in Atlanta to sort of just get the best out of being single here, right? And today is like the grand finale. We got the single guy panel. And this one, this... This is Hall of Fame stuff right here as I look around the room. This is Hall of Fame.
This is going to be good.
Southside Steve from our rock station.
Rock 100.5, the regular guys. I was told to say that at least once.
I just heard. I heard the instructions.
Yeah, he came in to make sure you knew it.
Was that him playing Alpha Dog right there?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Larry's a little upset that he's not in here, but he just doesn't have the skills.
Well, he's not a single guy either.
Single!
Yeah.
Wouldn't matter.
He'd be single.
He thinks he's the expert on it.
Yeah.
Okay. My friend Dolvet, who we've been talking to this morning from Body Sculpting Inc.
Body Sculpting Inc., Dolvet Quince, 31 Sin. I'm not joking. You have the address. Look at it.
I would bet that if you, for every time you say Body Sculpting Inc. today, if I got a dollar, I'd be up about $100 today by the end of this show.
I'm going to go with $250, but he's probably right.
Here is Brian Duke. What's going on, Brian?
Good morning. How are you?
Now, were you on the Bachelor? Bachelorette.
Okay. I just rapidly punted off the show. So
you were the dude that jumped into the pool naked.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how you'll know him.
Yeah. Well, obviously you're a shower, not a grower. Otherwise, you wouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
Brian and I have been working out at Body Sculpting Inc. now for months and months and months, and I never knew you were on that TV show.
Yep.
Never.
Yep.
All right. And here's Dutch also.
Hello, hello.
What's going on, dude?
You know, it's another beautiful day. Another beautiful day. It was a little bit of a late night. Ended up hanging out for this Winter Farts thing, and then the production company, a production crew from MTV is doing a new show with Teen Wolf. I suppose they're in town filming that, so it was late.
Okay. Now, the last time you were on one of these panels, didn't you live with like a girl the last time you were on
one
of
these things?
Yeah,
I had a long-term girlfriend. Okay. It was the last time I was on the show, and it didn't work out.
Clearly.
Clearly.
Why are you still here?
Clearly. That's why you're on today.
So, yeah. That was about a year ago. So, I've been back in the single game for about a year now. And it's pretty great.
Are you loving it? Or has it been harder than you thought it was going to be? Is it easier than you thought?
It's actually, fortunately, because of my job, I spend my entire life out. You know, out on the city, doing different events, going
what
to places.
What is your
job? You guys. 99X Promotions Director.
There you go.
And Rock 100.5 with Southside Steve.
I'm glad to see that was so secondary. You actually had to think about it. Oh, yeah, I do that rock station, too.
With
that guy over there. Explains a lot.
You're representing the rock today. I'll do 99X.
Okay.
I'm going to wear two hats.
All right. So if you have any questions, if you're a single girl and you've got any questions for the single guy panel, 404-741-Q100. All right, the first one that we normally get is this one here. Is what am I doing wrong? Single women, you're in a bar, you're in a club, and they can't get any attention at all. What's the thing that they're doing wrong?
Anybody want to jump on it? I got an idea. You got one?
Brian, yours, go. Or Dutch.
So basically she's not getting any attention. She's sitting against the bar.
She's with her friends, but all of her friends always get attention and she doesn't.
It's real easy. She's not hot.
Yeah, honestly,
pretty much.
I mean, let's just go ahead and call it like it is. She's not hot.
So one to ten. One to ten.
So unattractive girls should never go out because they're never going to get attention, which is totally opposite of what you just told Brian.
That's not true.
Well, hot girls travel. It's true. Hot girls travel with ugly girls to stick out more. Girls that are hot or say, if you're a girl.
Not
no, yes, it is. If a girl's a 7, she's going to hang out with a 5 to take herself up a notch to get the action.
Oh,
y'all say that because you're like, we're friends with everybody, but you know you hang out with your hot friends when you're having a bad day. And when you're when you need a guy, you hang out with your not friends.
But these are 7s. What
I was about to say,
about?
I was pretty sure Steve just called you guys.
He just called you a 3.
I didn't say, no. I didn't
Steve's
say that.
Opinion doesn't matter.
No, I did not say that about them. I wasn't talking about anybody in this room. I'm talking about in general, Bert. I think that's the case. I think that the girls know which of their friends is unattractive. They do.
So, I disagree with that because I feel like.
No, they
I don't
do.
Know, I feel
Come
like
on,
I run
Jen.
With a pretty hot crew of girls. But my point. In clarifying maybe Bert's question, is what's the perfect number of girls to travel in? Like if they're going to travel in a pack and they want to meet guys, what's the perfect number of women in that group?
For safety?
Well, they're not coming to your bar. They're maybe going somewhere else.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about safety,
no,
the groups
I mean,
of 7 are
good
because
numbers.
You can't
well,
set them all in a car.
We're trying to help single girls like learn some things, mm-hmm. right? So if you're going to be in an approachable, like manageable group where guys are going to come over and talk to you, what's that number?
Well, if you're in a group of girls that's got, you know, there's 8 or 9 of you at a birthday party or whatever, that's going to be a challenge. And no guy is going to, I mean, well, most mm-hmm. guys aren't going to have the guts to come up to a group that big.
And they protect each other.
And starts, you know, running game on somebody right mm-hmm. in front of all of her friends, because if he fails, then he's, you know, he looks like a total chump in front of her and, you know, a whole host of people.
Your trainer's right. He's holding up fingers. He's
three.
Nailed it. It's three.
Three.
It's three.
Yeah. Three. Because what happens with three is very simple. It's three women. You have two that can talk to each other. If you're interested in one,
yes.
then, you know, everybody wins.
All right, so the advice here, even if you're out in a big group, though, a group of 8 women, what you're saying is if a group of 3 of those 8 just want to separate a little bit and go to a little table, one of those stand-up tables by themselves, they may get way more attention than if they
Absolutely.
Do hang with the
Probably.
Pack.
Absolutely.
Yeah, any guy will approach a table 3 because he's right, because you don't feel bad taking the girl off. Table 2, you take the girl, then the girl's by herself.
She's standing there like, now what do I do?
It's not going to work.
Dummy.
So what would be the second best if you don't have 3, like 4?
Yeah, 4
three,
is also
three or four is three okay. Three or four.
Anything like 7 or 8 or 9, it's like, you know what? Y'all go have a good time.
Boy, 4
you
is
feel like they're on like girls' night.
Yeah, that's
they're
usually
like
a bachelorette party, and you don't even go near that.
This is major league stuff here. Approaching four?
You
for,
can do
for
it.
For a guy like me, that would be, I'd be intimidated by that.
So 3 is the gold number.
Yep.
That's what they're saying.
That's good advice. That's really good advice, because I think girls sometimes go out in pairs and don't think that would be sort of an obstacle. For meeting dudes.
Here's Sophia. Good morning, Sophia. You're on with our single guys panel.
Hi, guys. How are you? I listen to you guys every morning on my way to work.
Thank you. Thanks. What's
up? Okay. I have a question. My ex told me that, well, in our relationship, I was actually the more aggressive one with when it came to sex. And okay. He told me that guys are actually put off by girls who are sexually aggressive, who are willing to step out of the play.
Punk. Oh.
Put off by what? He was put off by you being sexually aggressive.
Yeah, that's not true.
And I was stunned. I was like, so you don't want sex?
So let's define this. So you wanted it more than he did, and he was telling you that that's sort of crazy, that guys are turned off by that.
Yes, that if I was single, that I wouldn't have a response to guys, or guys wouldn't have a response to me because I am a little bit more aggressive than most, I guess. So
Dutch is like, call me.
Yeah.
Can I get your number? And you know what? When you're done with him, call me.
So
same night. I don't care.
So not true is what I'm hearing.
No,
that's not true.
I think, and this is the weird part about that, is that you kind of look a little bit deeper into what that means. Like what that conversation sounded like, because what it sounds like to me is maybe he didn't really like you being too aggressive,
right.
And maybe either he was insecure about it and can't handle that aggressiveness, or he didn't, no offense, didn't like what you were doing.
Yep.
And it was too aggressive for him because maybe there was some physical, you know, maybe it was a little harder or something that he liked, maybe it was a little tougher, and then you know, I think that's a little more unique than you being aggressive. I mean, there are guys out there that are like that.
We've talked to guys on the show before that we've had to put on the voice disguiser that said that they couldn't keep up with their girlfriends. And it's embarrassing as a guy because, I mean, that's what your manliness is based on right there. So you could see that if a guy couldn't keep up with his girlfriend, how he tried to play that mind game with her and tell her that, you know what, most guys don't even like that.
Here it is, bodysculptorinc.com. That will do it every time. Stamina, stamina, stamina. That's $1. $1.
I'll be honest with you. I had a school teacher I dated that three a day, and it was too much for me. I can honestly say that. I was like, literally three times a day. And I'm like, you know what?
Did you have a job?
No. Yeah, dude. You'd be surprised. I multitask. But
it must have been very difficult for her to conjure up fantasies of all those other guys while she was with you every day.
Wow. I'll let you have that one.
Wow. All right. I had a single girlfriend who gave me some advice, and she said, men are hunters. Let them hunt. How true is that, and why?
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Do you want that one?
Yeah.
Tell them about it, Brian.
Well, I mean, guys just by nature, well, by my nature, is to go out and, I mean, and all that, and I've talked about this, you know, and I've always said that, you know, men are as single or as faithful as their opportunities. You know, in a city like Atlanta, there are hundreds of thousands of single people that are very attractive. And so, you know, when you have that coming at you all day long, every day, everywhere you go, especially if you live inside the perimeter or wherever, you know, it's you've got a lot of options. And if you're out and about in the scene a lot, you know, it's you like that. You like that hunt. You like that thrill of chasing someone. And once, I mean, it's just like anything else. Once you know you've got them, you don't want them anymore.
So what does that that mean for single girls? Because remember, this whole panel is to like help single women in the dating world. So what does that mean for them? Be less available? In what ways does that translate for a single girl?
Men want what they can't have. I mean, and once that thrill, once that chase is over, in a lot of cases, then it's done. And
so define that then. What does that mean? Don't call back within 3 days. What does that mean? Chasing means what?
Well, I think what he's trying to say, don't talk about it. If you talk about it, girls that all of a sudden, like if I go out on a date with a girl and the second she says, look, you know I'm not going to sleep with you tonight. The second she says that, it tells me she's either bought into my reputation
or she's
just on guard. And all that tells me is, wow, this is only going to take 2 hours.
Exactly.
Yeah. That night I will hit because you said that.
If she says that, it's like really? Jim Nance saying,
oh, yeah,
it's a welcome mat. It's like, oh, this is way too hard. Anytime, you know, everybody warns a girl, don't go near him. Don't go near him. I'm like, this will take about a month, but I'll be there. So you totally agree with this. So what I'm telling girls, since we're trying to help, what you need to do is when you go out with a guy, don't talk about it. There's nothing wrong with having a nice date. When you end the date, give him a nice kiss, but get out of the car. It's going to drive him nuts. Then when you go out again, make him earn it. It's got to be a first base, second base, third base, and I wouldn't give up the home run for a couple months. Any girl that's ever played me like that, one girl did that for me for 6 months. I was into her like a freight train.
Yep. Into her like a freight train. I'm going to write that down.
We got to define
you know what? You take that to Body Ink or put that on your
body
wall.
Sculptor INC. Body Ink. Jesus. $3. Let's go.
Here is Stephanie. Good morning. You're on Q100 with the guys panel. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I love y'all. I have a question. Are guys intimidated by really pretty girls?
Oh, like, I love this question.
Harder for them to come up and talk to you?
I love this question. We get it every time we do one of these because I think this is a great excuse for good-looking women that aren't getting hit on. It must, because in your friend, I can hear your friends in your ears. It's only happening because you're so pretty.
It's difficult for beautiful people.
So hard.
Brian, you want to tackle this one first?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, and there's a multitude, and there's so many beautiful women in Atlanta. So I think there is a certain intimidation that goes along with being really, really hot, and you know who you are. If you're like completely smoking, you're an absolute 10. And so, but as soon as men come to terms with the fact that there's a lot of insecurities that go along with women that are generally that hot, then, you know, there's some way to pick it apart and there's some way to manipulate the situation into your favor.
So is it, as a general rule, are you saying to yourself that the hotter they are, the more insecure they are?
No, not necessarily, but I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
You're saying that? Yeah. The hotter they are, the more insecure.
In a very general, broad term.
Yeah.
Generally.
I would say.
Yeah.
You got to keep that up. You know, you get confidence. And after a while, you're like, okay, I got to keep this up.
I got to keep this up. Or,
you know, I'm done kind of a thing. You got to be really centered.
But you can pick that out, too. I mean, you can sense that. As you see a girl, she's standing there and she's way too focused on how good she looks, and she's really, really pretty.
She's criticizing everyone else in the room. Mm-hmm. That's a highlight of, okay, you're too much on the left side. You need to
center it out.
Yeah, don't come across that high maintenance.
Sure. Yeah.
But nobody wants to deal with that.
Definitely.
What you gotcha?
I want to know, how can a single girl recognize who's a player and who's maybe there for a relationship? Because I think a lot of single girls out there are eventually looking for a relationship, and a lot of single guys out there are looking to get some. So how is she able to determine who you are?
I have something to say about that, because
well, it's a good thing, exactly. Good thing you got a mic.
That's right. Well, here's the thing. I think all guys, in a sense, will be players if they could be. If they could be players, if every guy could be a player, they would do it for a short amount of time for whatever, until they find that one person that makes them not be a player.
Exactly.
So it's like, you know, sometimes you live your whole, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years as a player, and then you find that one, and then boom, you can be done being a player. Okay. Sometimes it's about the game, it's about having fun and playing that, and then once you find that person, though, you can trip, fall, and then you're done, and then that player thing is over. So for a girl to sense whether the guy's a player or not, if he's out and dating, he's probably a player.
Right.
For that amount of time. Like, he's out dating. He's looking for somebody either to hook up or to hook up with for a period of time. And then if it works out, then cool. Then he'll eventually sway into relationship land.
Aren't there some dudes out there that are single right now that are looking to be in relationships rather than just be out there to... I mean, because I think most guys that are in clubs are probably just there to hook up, right? You're not looking for relationships. But aren't there some guys that are like that? Or should you just assume all guys just trying to get laid?
No, I mean, there's a reason. If you're attracted to some guy, if he's got a great personality, he's a lot of fun, if he's good looking, then, I mean, you're attracted to him for some specific reason. Well, there's a lot of other people that are attracted to him for the same reason, and he's probably going to leverage that and take advantage of it.
And guys give off a vibe, too, man. If they're just totally trendy, if a guy, I mean... I like Mark Nason boots. I wear them, but I don't wear the tacky ones. But when you see these guys out there with that square toe that's like making it look like they got a size 15 shoe, but they got a size 4, you know, or they're you know, and I think all of us, I'm looking, we're all fit. We live in the gym, but there are guys that give those signs.
BodySculptInc.com.
Yeah, there you go. But, you know, steer clear of the douchebags. I mean, you know, it's what you're into. If you see the Ed Hardy stuff like that, there are certain Affliction shirts I will wear, but they don't have purple and they don't have little sequins on them.
But a lot of rules.
Yeah. How about a nice suit? We're out to the year, you know? Gentlemen. What about a nice suit?
But I'm telling you, can watch how guys are dressed and how they carry themselves to whether or not they're just out for the hit. And I do disagree. I think guys can be monogamous. I'm not a cheater. I've never cheated in a relationship. But if I'm not in one, there are no rules. Dating is dating. Girls have got to figure out, you've got to know this, when you're dating a guy, he has every right to date somebody else, because it's all about figuring out who's the one. And if I'm going out with 4 girls, it does not mean I'm a bad guy. It means I'm at different stages. I'm testing it out. I'm seeing who I like. And I might pick the last one I started dating and
get
rid of the other
3. So long
as
you tell them all about it.
Be honest, right?
You got to be honest. But you girls have to take that into... If you want a guy just to be with just you, you're going to have him for 3 weeks. That's it. And he's going to have sex with you. He's going to walk. You've got to let guys date. Let them figure it out. Be yourself. If he's into you, he'll come to the table.
Strong word, Southside Steve.
Strong word.
You're on The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
All right, this has been The Burt Show's Single Girl Boot Camp Week, and today is the finale. We got a panel of single guys in here. Southside Steve from Rock 100 is in here. I got it in for you, dude.
Yeah, come on.
Dolvette is here, Brian Duke, and we have...
okay.
Dutch.
Hey.
That's no statement about you, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
So if you have a question for our single guy panel, then give us a call right now. 404-741-Q100, although the lines are pretty jammed right now. Hey, Jesse, what's up?
Hey, I was just wondering, after a date, you guys have a great time, everything goes good, should you always wait on the guy to call you or text you or, like,
always
text? Always? Not even like, hey, had a good time, what are you doing tonight? I'm not talking about, like, 100 creepy texts or anything.
Like Mikey from Swingers? Yeah, don't do that. If you want to, after the date, if you have a good time, sure, send a note. Hey, had a great time. Good to see you. Leave it at that at the very most. If a guy wants to see you, he will drag himself through a nuclear holocaust to want to be with you and to want to spend
time
with you.
I don't even know what that is.
I mean, he will absolutely do anything and go to the end of the earth if he wants to hang out with you.
Like, does it do you any good? Because what she's saying is, I mean, what you just said was even just a one-liner saying, hey, thanks a lot.
That's fine.
Why even do it then?
Well, I mean, that's fine. Just acknowledging that, you know, you had a good time. Or you can, I mean, if you want to leave the guy guessing, I mean, go completely radio silent.
No, nah, don't play games. Yeah. You had a good time. Say you had a good time.
But you say don't play games. Everybody plays games.
Yes, they do. Everybody?
Everybody.
Nah.
Do you play games?
Everything's a game. It's
do you
a
play
hunt.
Games?
You
absolutely.
Just said it was
do
a
you
hunt.
Play games?
A hunt
absolutely
is a game.
It is. And girls in this town are smart. Girls know what they're doing. I mean, they've been exposed to so much BS from guys like me. They know what's going.
But that's because you are the gamer. No offense. You are the gamer.
Absolutely.
You're thinking we're all gamers, but I don't think everybody
knows
who's a gamer.
But are you saying that you're not a gamer?
Totally not.
Whatever.
Here's a guy who's completely committed when he's in a relationship.
Thank
he's
you.
Saying when he's single,
I'm about
he's
to work out
single.
At your gym.
Yeah, let's go. BodySculptInc.com, $4.
No, I disagree with that. I think that you should text after. I've had two dates in probably the past 2 weeks where girls did hit me with a text, had a really good time, was a good scene, this was a lot of fun. And all it tells me is, okay, she's cool.
That's fine.
She had a good time. That's checking in, but leave it at that.
No,
absolutely.
No more.
I had a good time. I loved your suit. I loved the conversation. Don't give me all that. Just I had a good time. That's enough.
That's all you need.
That's all you got to do. And that's classy and it's cool.
A little dude bait. That's all that is.
Yep.
Okay, Chev?
All right. I've got a question about the full disclosure on dating. Like you guys say, a girl should assume that if you guys are dating, that they're dating other people. Do you guys also assume that about women?
I do.
Yep.
That they're dating other people. And what
absolutely.
Is that? Yeah. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I
and
love
how,
it.
How
it's love
it.
It's a great
it's
thing.
It's a good thing. Yeah. It's a good thing. It says that, you know what, you're in the hunt, so to speak, as opposed to hunting. So it, you know, it qualifies you, or not qualifies you, but it puts you at a certain
makes them more attractive.
It's like a good quarterback controversy.
If they have options, because if they have options, it makes them more attractive. Like, well, I'm not the only game in town.
And you already think she's attractive. That's why you approached her in the first place.
It takes you know what it does. It takes the pressure off, because if I'm going out with you and I know you're dating other guys, then I'm like, she's not going to go heavy at me at first. It gives me time to figure out if I even like you. If I decide I do like you, then I'm confident in who I am, that you're going to figure out that I'm the better guy for you and you're going to let the others go. But
absolutely.
Until I figure it out, it allows this thing to be very relaxed. Girls, you need to be dating
casual.
More than one person in the beginning. You
okay,
have.
Absolutely. And I think women have a hard time with that because they feel like if they don't say something about it, then they're doing something sort of disloyal or dishonest or whatever.
No.
What does a woman say or not say in that situation?
You don't say anything.
You don't say anything.
Well, it depends
at
on the
some
stage.
Point, it's going to have to come out,
at
though.
Point.
I mean, if
yeah,
you,
exactly.
Like, I mean, I don't
well,
know if it's 7 days
or
8 days. Yeah, but eventually you're going to have to have that talk.
Yeah. I mean,
you wait for him to bring it up, though, right?
You wait for him to bring up what?
It comes on interest. You know, as you get more and more interested in a person, you're on date number 5, you're on date number 7.
There you go.
You know, as you're on these dates and you're finding that you're kind of brushing the other guys off, you're probably will say to him, you know what, just to let you know, I have been or was dating someone, but I like where we are right now. Be honest, be classy,
that's
be
cool.
yourself.
But are you guys all agreeing that let the guy bring it up?
Yeah, but we're talking 7-8 dates down the road.
Yes.
I mean, that's
a
couple
good
of weeks.
7 or 8.
This
isn't
after we had drinks after work and during happy hour the first time, and you're all of a sudden,
I've dated 7 guys, woo!
You don't do that.
This has been the best hour of my life. I've been on the phone in the bathroom. I've gotten rid of everybody. This is awesome.
So the advice really that listen to this, single women, is that it doesn't ever hurt for you to wait to define the relationship. Let him do it.
So
he'll eventually come to you and say, are we...
He'll eventually bring it up.
Yes.
If it's going to work and you're cool, it will define itself.
Yes,
you're not
going
to have to worry about
it'll
that.
It'll just happen.
There you go.
Let it happen. Let it breathe.
Say it again.
I would say with some guys, though, some guys will not ever say anything for as long as they have to.
And how long are we supposed to wait for that?
Enjoy that time.
You'll know. And there is no right time. What Delvette's saying is that you kind of have to feel it. If you're feeling, if she is at a point where she's letting the other guys go and mm-hmm. she's stopped calling him back and has started spending more time with you as one person, then that's about the time she says, by the way, we're not super exclusive, but I've stopped sleeping with other people. you can still come out on a date as long as you don't sleep with them, and then you still feel it right.
Well, I got tested. Well, my best friend is a girl. Her name's Jennifer, and we actually just had this conversation this week, and she's got this guy. She really likes him. But he's not the one. I mean, he just isn't the one. She likes a lot of things about him, but
did he know that until just now?
Well, he may know it now. So,
we won't say her last name. We meant Lucy.
Yeah. Right. But so, the thing is she's asking me. She's like, I don't know. I mean, what do I do? Do I continue seeing the guy? She was like, we're having sex together, but I don't know if this is going to make it long term. But I don't really want him sleeping with other people. And so I'm like, well, you don't have that right. I mean, no. you just don't.
Please
don't.
Let me give this advice as a guy that's been married for 13 years. Let me give this advice to the single population of Atlanta. When you know it's not going to work anymore, get the hell out quick.
Yes.
Because there is no use in staying in a relationship that's not going to be long term for you. This is a city filled with 5 million people, hundreds of thousands of single people. You're going to be married eventually. Go out and date now.
Yeah.
Now. Do it. Don't stay in a relationship that's not going to work.
No, absolutely. That's true.
No, you don't want to waste any time.
If you'd like to make a call.
Okay.
That person hung up.
Yes, I would.
It's going to be a good one right there. She wanted to know if an experienced guy is turned off by dating a virgin.
Ooh,
I'll take this one. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And no way in hell would I take the virginity away from any girl. No guy should. No guy should do that unless he's in love. And I'm saying that to any guy. If you do, you are a tool bag douche from the word go, because she's going to have that awkward look on her face. She might even cry. She might scream. I don't know what, but you know why I don't know? Because I've never done it, and I won't do it. If you want to date me, you better have been with me.
Why does that even have to be a topic of conversation?
It's going to come up because it's going to be awkward. I mean, and something that's going to be.
So she doesn't want to sleep with you. Like, girls that aren't virgins aren't going to want to sleep with you.
There's
Steve.
No, that's not true.
Like,
Jen.
why does the virgin have to bring that in conversation? That is a frustration for me. Women who have either very little experience or are virgins, like, wear that like some sort of badge of honor. Just shut your mouth about it, right? Then it's never an issue.
Right. Don't
I mean, until you get to the point where maybe you want to get physical or whatever. But like you said, that's 7 or 8 dates down the road, and then you're talking about a completely different thing. I don't think you need to drop the virgin bomb until you've been dating for a couple months.
In men's eyes, if you're dating someone that's, between the ages of 25, 35, whatever it may be, and she comes at you and says, well, I'm a virgin, I've never had sex, you're automatically going to be like, whoa.
No way.
Why? What does it say to you?
Well, it says that, if you do wind up having sex with this person, first of all, you're going to feel guilty for stealing her virginity if you don't have intentions of carrying it through, to the finale.
True.
And of getting married. And secondly, if you do have sex with her, then she's going to be very clingy. She's going to be emotionally attached to you forever. That's just the guy's mentality.
That's the guy's. That's honest.
Hey, right. Crying in the bedroom.
Thank you for being honest.
Crying in the bedroom, never cool. Girls don't do it. If you cry in the bedroom, you're done.
I always cry.
I don't care what.
If she won't hold you, you start crying.
I cry. I crawl in the field.
I guess it's never been that good for her.
No, it has. And to say, there's been about 40.
Wow.
Bada-bada-boom. I know. There's been about, y'all, I know what's happened to everybody in this room because I can spot players. I've had probably about 30 or 40 girls that have gotten emotional, and I'm like, I'm getting out of this.
Yeah, eject Hannah.
Tomorrow. It has happened to all of us, and that's when we eject. We're gone. We are plotting our escape right there.
Absolutely.
Here is Lauren. Good morning, Lauren. You're on with the Single Guys panel.
Hey, Bert, show and friends.
What's going on?
Hey, Lauren.
I actually just wanted to know, if you're really into a guy and you guys are dating for around, 3 months and everything's really great, and all of a sudden he just stops calling, stops texting, what does that mean?
He found a better opportunity.
There you go.
Yeah, he's done.
That's a simple
one. He's with somebody else.
At the end of the day,
does it matter? I mean, if he's not calling and he's not texting, he just stopped, why do you need an answer? It's over.
Women need closure.
Well, I mean, because, he keeps popping up, when you start forgetting them, they come back around, and they'll text and see what you're doing, if you want to hang out, but it never comes around to that.
That's a little game we like to call push-pull. He can look at it. You're probably a booty call to the guy.
That's all it is.
He's got other options that he views as better than you, and he's I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, it's tough love, but he on a Sunday night when he wants a Sunday girlfriend, that's when he calls you. I mean, he'll probably send you or a text late night when he's out.
Isn't it weird to you guys to listen to a call like that and say, and she legitimately didn't know the answer to that?
Yeah,
like it seems so obvious to guys.
Wendy brought up a good point.
Women need closure. If it was opposite and a girl stopped texting you, wouldn't you want to know why?
No, we know.
Or would you just not care?
She's not digging.
We know.
She's not into you.
Essentially, she's not digging me.
That just happened to me.
These guys are all like, that never happens to me. They always just keep bopping me. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
What is this not calling me thing?
But you know, if you're cool.
Sorry, stupid question.
If you're nice, guys a lot of times play it, and I think these guys do the same thing. I'm going to be nice to every girl. There's not one girl I haven't gone out with that I can't go back out with because I didn't do anything stupid. I didn't yell at her. I wasn't mean to her.
Exactly.
I was cool. And what I did is I just quit calling. And when you do that, it freaks you girls out and it allows us to come back for round two when we want to.
Yeah. You're and like that the can kings be, of like keeping the door
How many girls have you
open?
Run into 6 months later in Buckhead or somewhere like, God, you know, I lost your number. I was going through something. I'll be honest with you. Next girlfriend call back or my father was sick. And the next thing you know, bam, you're right back. And 3 days later, you're not calling her again.
Right. Damn. Exactly. And that's
just disrespectful.
It is. Look at you.
What you got,
Chad? The bastion of chivalry over here.
Question for you guys. How many dates do you have to go on before there's like an explanation required? Like if a girl's dating a guy for a little while and then all of a sudden she's kind of like, not really feeling it. Do you just stop calling? At what point does it deserve an explanation
that
because
that's not working
debate.
For you.
This is not working. This was a debate because Wendy had a date with a single dad.
Yeah, and I think that's a difference. I think
that's
a different category.
Because Bert was saying that she needed to tell him she wasn't interested anymore, and I said just stop texting her.
Because for me, like when you're a single dude, I mean your time is just so compacted, you know. So rather than you can play games more with guys that don't have kids because they've got the time to play with it. With a single guy, you just tell him because he just doesn't have time for it.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree.
It depends on how much you disclose in every date. You know what I mean? The more you expose how intimate, you know, you can kind of judge it on that too. You know, I don't know how many dates you've been on with him or something like that. But
just one.
Just one. Well, then
you don't know the explanation whatsoever.
One date, there is no, it's not necessary.
Has he texted back or called or anything?
Nope.
Yeah, you don't know.
So it's done. Yeah, it's a wrap. Wrap it up, throw it in the
but easy. I think the best advice for girls, period, and I think in any relationship, give 100% trust up front. Don't make it something somebody has to earn. Life's too short. It's theirs to destroy. But trust them in the beginning because the guy may not be a player. You got to give somebody a shot. If you're going in there and you got your defense up, you're not going to find it.
Or he may be done with being a player.
True.
Here is Anna. Good morning, Anna. You're on the Burt Show, Q100.
Hey, guys. My question is, do you have to dress like a whore to get attention?
You don't have to, but it helps.
That's a great question because... I mean, you can go out in jeans and a t-shirt and guys won't hit on you, but if you go out with your boobs out, guys will hit on you.
I
think jeans and a t-shirt, girls can go out with that as well.
Yeah.
You know? I think if you're hot, you're hot. You know what I mean?
Pretty face goes a long way.
A guy will talk to a girl that works at McDonald's. Word up. Like, we don't care.
You could be wearing sweatpants and a flannel shirt and go out to the store.
Uniform, seriously.
Yeah. It always makes me laugh. Like, if we'll go to dinner at Ginky or something, which, you know, is always a scene. You get all these younger girls that come in there, and they're all geared up like they're going to some, like, banquet or something, and they've got the Get It Girl gear on, you know, with their butt and their boobs hanging out.
The
and
Get It Girl gear?
The Get It Girl gear.
You mean the BB uniform?
Yes, exactly.
I date a lot of those. The BB girls.
Yeah, and
everything's BB.
Still wear those?
And my girlfriends that I'm with, they're just chilling, like, jeans and just,
outside,
you know, a shirt, and it's like...
I love my white
friends. What are you doing getting all dressed up? You're trying to put on a show here, and you don't need to do that. I mean, you're a pretty girl. Don't try and mask whatever insecurity you got by trying to dress up. You're going to eat sushi at some dive bar.
I've heard this before also. Like, when I first met him, I was dressing provocatively, right? I was showing everything, and then we started going out, and then he was annoyed by the way I was dressing.
That's an insecure guy. You don't have time for that. Insecurity and jealousy. Yeah. Don't put up with those two qualities in any man.
Yep. Straight up.
Yep.
Straight up.
Straight
that
up.
That is going to be destructive. If a guy's going through your cell phone, who are you talking to?
God.
Any of that kind. And so many guys do it. Man, you're a piece of property, really? And that guy's insecure. Let him go.
That's bad news.
All right, we got time for one more. We could do this for the next 3 hours. Oh, no. Hey, Heather, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. I love your show.
Thank you.
I am newly single. I was married for many years and actually started dating the guy when I was 13. So I've never dated. I've never dated, and I'm so new, excuse me, to all of this, and I don't have any single friends, really. All my friends are married. So my only option is to go to a bar or, you know, just someplace after work and hang out at the bar by myself, and I just feel like that screams insecurity or that I'm, you know, desperate.
I'm going to give you Brian's number.
That's a great question. No, I'd like to go out by myself, too.
All right, so what is your impression of women that go out by themselves?
Yeah. That's a tough one. I've gone out by myself. I don't know if it's... I don't know.
I think what are you thinking of a woman that's sitting at a bar by herself, though?
I don't know.
She's a huntress.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
She's trying to get hers, too. I mean, if you're by yourself, that means you're prepared to hook up.
Yep.
That's not necessarily true.
No.
That's what we perceive it as.
Maybe not hook up, but definitely meet a guy.
The question is for the guys, like, what is their impression? Not really exactly what your intention is, but what do these guys think? If they see a woman in a bar by herself.
If I see some Kujar with, you know, bolt on sitting at the bar by herself, I'm like, oh, she's in it to win it, son.
What's bolt?
Yeah,
he's bolt talking on about
fake boobs.
Fake boobs.
Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, you know what? He has many. He has many terms.
So it's a sign that she is
ready to roll.
She's ready to meet a guy. Whether or not she's going to sleep with you, that's whatever. But if she's alone at a bar, she's meeting a guy. That is her prime goal. The girls don't go out to a bar to hang out and watch a game. They go out to meet guys.
Right. So how do we solve this person's issue, though?
Well, she's just so...
You can't fix everybody.
Yes, sir.
Here's what I would say. Start slow. Start slow. Meet some
Life
friends
ends
at work.
Now.
Meet some friends at work. Go out just after work and hang out with them and start slow. Build some friends to go out with. Yeah. That's the hard part.
Thanks, Dutch. You've been great, man. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Really good. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it, man.
Yep.
Velvet.
A pleasure.
Where you work, dude?
Bodyscoping.com. $5.
And Southside, thanks for coming over, man.
And I'm going to give you from bolt-ons, I call it man-made.
There you go. Dealer add-ons, whatever you want to say.
This is The Bird Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bird Show.
Dude, tell us all about L.A.,
yes,
man.
Yes.
I'll tell you, because there's kind of two parts to the story. Mm-hmm. For that city comes alive during Grammy weekend. So I'll let, you know, Jen, I'll fill in some parts of the Grammy-related story. Like when I pulled up, you know, to the hotel, bumping into Justin Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
that's cool.
All right, what's going on here? And then, like 3 hours later, riding the elevator with T-Pain.
Okay.
Like it was like Atlanta, some sort of unofficial Atlanta headquarters, which I think Jen will tell you, as far as the Grammys go, it's really makes you feel really good. A lot of pride, you know?
I tweeted that last night. I said, I'm constantly reminded when you watch award shows of how influential Atlanta is in the music industry, because every other performer or every other presenter is from Atlanta.
Right.
So I'm going to leave those parts of the story out. I'm also going to leave out how I could...
All the hits Q100.
Yeah, wow, you could do that with your voice. That's impressive.
All right, you want me to wrap it up?
You're going too long.
It's like the Grammys, let's let the music start.
Yeah, tell us your story. You got 40 seconds. And then I'm also going to leave out how I definitely cannot be a paparazzi, because celebrities could come and sit on my face, and I would have no idea who that is right there. Like, Jessica, for whatever, she's like, look, and... nails every single one of them.
Yeah.
So that will be left out of the story. And I'll just tell you how cool this experience was. Like, I told you beforehand that even if nothing came of this, and by this, a couple years ago, I submitted some ideas to a friend of a friend of a friend who was in
LA and said, look, I have some TV show ideas. And this literally was 2 years ago. And they got circulated around to the point where before the holidays, I got a call back from somebody who wanted to start talking about those ideas and wanted me to come out for meetings and to meet some people this past weekend. So that's why I was in LA, and I arrived Thursday night, checked into the hotel. Everything was cool. It was, like I said, you know, running into all those superstars was definitely a high. I mean, it was, they put us up at the right hotel. So that was cool. So, you know, you're feeling a little Ari Gold, feeling a little Entourage, staying at that hotel, definitely underdressed. And Friday, I was oddly at ease. Everything was going to happen on Friday. And they also told me to keep Saturday clear. It turns out we didn't need it, but everything was going to happen on Friday.
Is that a bad sign that you didn't need Saturday also? Like
on the air.
We're on the air.
Oh. No, it's okay. So Friday, I thought Thursday night, like I would be really sick and go to bed early and like nervous. Stressed and whatever. And for whatever reason, I think it's because when we talked about it on Wednesday, when I said out loud, I don't care what happens, just this experience is really cool. And as the experience was happening, it was really cool. Like it didn't matter. It would have been great, however it turned out. So we went out Thursday night, Jessica and I did, had dinner, came back to the hotel, hung out in the lobby for a little while and watched the people show. Friday morning rolls around. I went for a walk with Jessica and we found a breakfast place. And then she went off shopping and I went back. And this guy comes to the hotel who this is not the guy that I've been talking with and emailing and calling. This is a guy who works with him. And he basically explains the whole process. And I had it a little bit twisted before I went there. But they have to be very careful in terms of creative and writing and development because there's so many unions and so many people who protect people that they can't really do anything official in terms of creating a show until all these T's have been crossed and I's have been dotted. Like even to have conversations about potential ideas, if something came out of that and there was a non-union writer in there who helped create it, then the union could get mad that the non-union writer was involved in the process and it becomes this big, huge ordeal. So he says, there might be times when we're hanging out talking today where things stop. I was like, okay, cool. So we had a cool...
So a lot of politics involved.
So we had a cool hour. And then we go to this all-glass building, walk into a room with...
What is it about an all-glass building that makes it seem like it's more corporate or more official, fancy or
contemporary.
Something?
Yes. There must be something.
And went there, you know, in a town car. Like started, sweet. He goes, I'll meet you at the hotel. So we had a little conversation there. Town car down to the all-glass building. It's exactly as you would imagine a Hollywood... meeting room, Ari Gold, Entourage, you know.
So you can see the city of LA around you and stuff. And,
is it a big, like, 24-seat conference table and you're at the very end of
there
it?
There was. You get off the elevator into, you know, the lobby, and then there's the far too attractive receptionist with the little Bluetooth in. You know what I mean? Like, very.
The future actresses, not receptionists.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, I almost, if we had bigger budgets, would say that somebody was jacking, like somebody in this, because then there was the gay guy assistant, little flitting around.
It was like, just like Entourage.
Just very
constantly
upset.
Busy.
Everybody talking on their Bluetooth. It was really.
Like stereotypical.
I'm like, somebody's jacking with me. So, but then off to the side, there was like the conference room. Off to the right side, there was like a conference room that did look over. I want to say it's Culver City. I don't know LA enough, but not, it wasn't downtown LA, but I think it was Culver City off to one side. And then, to the right, you go down halls and it's all very glass wall, like big city LA law type things where everybody's office has a big glass window.
Were there pictures of like shows that they've developed before?
Nope.
No.
Very stark.
Really? Okay.
Yes. And then I started to get, that started to weird me out. Because I'm dressed, jeans, shirt, blazer.
Hillbilly. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, totally. Like, I'm the kid who's there. And everybody else, seriously, is doing the, I'm guessing, Armani or Prada suit, white shirt underneath, no tie, Bluetooth in,
two Blackberries on their belt, and I'm like, dum-da-dum-da-dum-da-dum. So I started to get intimidated by the physical presence of where I was.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Until we turn the corner and I meet the guy that I've been emailing with and talking with. Mm-hmm. And he was wearing jeans, like a vintage looking t-shirt thing. He had a ball cap turned around backwards. I'm guessing he was 5 years younger than I was.
Oh, yeah.
And his office was full. Like, he had those, they're not bean bags, love sack chairs, mm-hmm. like those big things. Like,
those are awesome.
And in the corner of his office, he had, I mean, it was totally, and he, you know, come on, he had a table in his office. He had just finished breakfast, like from McDonald's, uh-huh. which this is funny. It was a McDonald's, like egg sandwich thing, whatever.
Right.
But it was on a ceramic plate.
That's fantastic.
So my guess is, or maybe it was Burger King. It was some fast food sandwich on a biscuit with like little tater tot looking hash brown things.
So they took it out of the bag and put it on a fancy plate for him.
Yes. And there was a knife and fork there. Unused. But I just thought of how L.A. that is.
Right. Yes,
it's L.A.
So during the morning, he went over the process again, and he just said, look, all I want to do is talk to you about your ideas. He says, this is the deal. He goes, I want to bring new shows to production.
Mm-hmm.
They're in Los Angeles. He goes, there's a lot of creative people. He goes, there's a lot of people that I currently work with. There's a lot of stuff happening in LA. The mm-hmm. problem is, for as big of a city as it is and for everybody who comes from everywhere else, it's a vacuum. And it's the same ideas that just spin around there, mm-hmm. you know, 100 times. And he goes, I'm just looking to bring new people in.
Right.
So I just want to talk to you and get a vibe for you. I like the stuff that you wrote. He goes, I want to know about you.
Are you in here one-on-one at this point?
Uh-huh. There's okay. people in and out. Like, they're
that
really
so cool, though.
There mm-hmm. is. I always thought, for whatever reason, on the West Wing, it was cool when the little assistant would bring the president of a piece of paper and then he would read it and either set it down or act on it. Like, that was happening during this conversation. Like, people were bringing stuff in. To this guy, he's a development guy. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He does have a bunch of shows under his belt. Some I recognize, some I didn't. Some reality type stuff that he's uh-huh. he's worked with.
Did he like any one of your shows more than the others?
We're not even talking about specific ideas.
Oh,
he just wants to know about me, about what I do, about how I came about it. So we have this thing, you know, this conversation. Everything's cool. And then he says, all right, go have lunch. And then when you come back, I'm going to put you in a room with some creative people. And so they had lunch for us at the Ivy.
Nice.
I got to meet Jessica.
Sweet.
Which he goes, this is totally cheesy and everybody from LA is going to make fun of you for it. But you mentioned that you had lunch at the Ivy. I've got a table for you at the Ivy.
That's so awesome.
So that's the place where all the paparazzi and all the celebrities go to be seen.
And funny thing about that is I saw Nene from Real Housewives.
That
was the only celebrity there.
Can't get away from Atlanta.
So that was the lunch. And then after lunch, we went back and he just introduced me to people on his creative team. And that's when we specifically went through the shows and we just had conversations about all of the shows. And uh-huh. we had conversations about the specifics and mm-hmm. and lots of conversations about, as we would flesh out an idea, we spent more time on one of the shows than any other. So as mm-hmm. we talked about the idea and expanded upon the story, they wanted to know who certain people were based on. Mm-hmm. Like, is this based on a real person? Is mm-hmm. this a blending mm-hmm. of real people? They talked about, because I brought up I have a show that's kind of loosely based on our radio mm-hmm. show, or an idea mm-hmm. based on that. And he said, you know, those are really great ideas. And he pointed a list of ideas that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 26 ideas, 25 mm-hmm. ideas. And this was kind of shock. He goes, you look at that list and you think you've got 25 shows. He goes, we would have to put 3 or 4 of those ideas in each show. You've just written a third of a season.
Really?
Wow. So you're not. So I'm like, look at this, a whole season of shows, easy. And this is only from off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
He's like, and by the time we get done with it, we'll only keep 20% of what that is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, so there's a lot. He goes, there's a lot more that goes into it than that. So we had meetings all afternoon and just talked about like the creative process and creating the shows. And it ended with him, the guy that I've been meeting with, the mm-hmm. development mm-hmm. guy, the president of the company, comes back in at the end. I don't know where he was going, but he was completely dressed differently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no more casual guy, full on.
Like a meeting a studio head or something?
Yes, like totally different dude, almost to the point where I didn't recognize him. And he came in, and all the guys that I was meeting with and the girl, one girl, they, in front of me, were very complimentary about my ideas and about my input and how they were excited to work with me. A couple of them have followed up with emails to me, but the decision is ultimately this dude's.
Oh wow!
So what's the next step in the whole thing? He's going to call you?
I guess.
I can't imagine all this effort and money spent, and something not coming from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they must have been somewhat serious about. They saw something in you to bring you on out to L.A.
Yeah, so that's awesome.
So it was a cool. He may have just been trying to invigorate. You know, I went through all the scenarios. What if he's just trying to invigorate the people he works with, or threaten them and show them that there are other creative people out there, or this, that, or whatever? But the end of the meeting was like a handshake, and then I asked him about tomorrow, and they were like, "Nah, I want to give." He goes, "Tomorrow was only if today didn't go well."
That's awesome.
Really?
Good for you.
That's great.
Well, I guess it's also a sign of patience because you talked about how it took a couple years to get to this point. So we'll see how long. But surely something's going to come from this.
Yeah. So it was, I mean, it was stereotypical and intimidating, and the creative process in L.A. is so much different than what we do here.
Faster.
But also slower.
Is that right?
But also,
that's not possible.
So many similarities.
That's just not possible.
And it was a totally cool experience. And now I'm back into the hurry up and wait mode again.
Congratulations.
So keep my fingers crossed and stay in touch with this guy, and we'll see what happens.
Great. What a great trip.
Yeah. I knew Jeff Dahmer before he was a big Hollywood celeb.
I almost came in this morning wearing sunglasses.
You wouldn't be the only one in this building.
It's the Burt Show.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.